We're starting now with, we're actually going to go back a few lines. I ran through the last part very quickly, but the Gemara asked the question. I'll read it from four lines from the bottom of Dalma Bays just for a minute. We who keep 2 days of Yontif, so how do we do the last day of Pesach? How does that work? Is it the second, sorry, last day of Sukkot. Is it the last day, second last day? How does it work? So I'm a Rav, Matzchav Musafin and Posek Mincha. Mincha, Arvis, Shachris. Posek Musafin. Rav says we start saying Musaf. We start saying Mashrach Regeshem. We then take a break because we're not sure whether this is the right day or the next day is the right day. We take a break, Mincha, Marv, and Shachris. We go back to not saying
Mashrach. Fader, Fader.
We then go back, we close the Musaf, go back to Musaf again at the very, very end of Musaf the second day, and we continue on from that point forward. Arvul Shmuel, Shmuel says back.
Yeah.
Shmuel says back to
where are we right now?
What's that? You with me or no?
Where are you right now?
Bottom of Dalma
Beis for just the last few, the three lines, just to get back in the groove for a minute. We went really quickly in this one. Amalu Shmuel, Poku v'amrulei la'aba. Go out and tell Abba. I mean, go out and tell Rav. It makes no sense. It's Pesach. Achar she'asiyaso kodesh taseu chol. You already made this day kodesh. The moment of Musaf time when he started saying Mashiach b'chum regeshem, you made it shayach to that bracha or to that hazkar, to that mentioning. How can you take the same halachic day and not say that for mincha time? It can't be. Ella, Rav, what do you do? Amar Shmuel, Matzchav Musaf from Uva Mincha. You got to say it through Mincha at least. That's the halachic day ending. And then when the day ends, you want to stop. Posek Arvis Shachris because your Matzchav Musafin. That's your choice. You want to do that. That's something more doable. Now, top of Hey, I'm an Aleph. Rav, Amar, Kevin Shitzchil Shuvin. A Posek, Rav says, no, once you start, you cannot stop afterwards. You don't stop. V'chein Amar, Sheshis, Kevin Shitzchil Shuvin, Posek. Va'af Rav, even Rav, who originally said, say Musaf and then take a break, even he was Hadarbay. Even he retracted from that statement later on. As it says, Damar Chanan al Amarav, Mona Esrim Echad Yom. You should count 21 days from Shoshana to get to the last day of the first of the last days of Yontif of Sukkot. Kedar Shemona Asar Yomim. Just like you count 10 days from Shoshana Yom Kippur to know when Yom Kippur should start. And then, when back to our story of Shemini Atzeres, U'matzchil, and then you start Musaf of that 21st day, you begin Mashiv Ruch Regeshim. And once you start, don't stop. And that's Rav who said that. So Rav in the end agreed that you start, this is what the Pesach we do, you start Musaf, Shmini Atzeres, when you say Mashiv the first time, and you don't stop afterward, you say it the whole way through. And that's Ilchasah. Ilchasah came and Shitzchil Shuv Eino Posek. That was all from yesterday. Now we're getting to today's Sugya, Mishnah Dav Heim and Aleph, which we quoted yesterday, but we'll now see inside today. Ad Masai Sholem Esek Shem. When do we, up until when do we, do we request the rain, which is the same Talamat of the Bracha. Are you the Omer? Ad Shavu HaPesach. Until Pesach ends. We had yesterday. Are you Meir Omer? Ad Shatza Nisan. Until Nisan ends. The whole Nisan. Shnemar, Yoreid Lechem Geshem More Umalkosh Berishon. That Geshem should fall for you. More Umalkosh. More means the first rains. And Malkosh is the last rains. Berishon, which means in the first month. The first month is Nisan. We see over here that rainfall, apparently, even the last part of rainfall, is good up until the entire month of Nisan, it sounds like. So therefore, we may or hold, say it the whole way through all of Nisan. That's the opinion. Wait,
what's
of...
What's Moreh Malkosh?
Moreh Malkosh, different types of rains. Moreh is the first rain of a season, and Malkosh are the later rains of a season. Different seasonal rains. Okay. I'm a layer of Nachman and Rav Yitzchak. Rav Nachman asked Rav Yitzchak the following question, or he says to him, but Nisan... Who Yore? It's supposed to be first rains in Nisan. What do you mean? The rains shouldn't be, the first rains aren't in Nisan. It should be in Cheshvan, which is the month right after Tishrei, which is the month right after Sukkot ends. A week and a half after Sukkot is when Cheshvan. That's when it should start raining. That's when it's supposed to start raining. And therefore, we're asking, why does the pasuk sound like the first rains were in Nisan? So Amar Lei. Again, Rav Yitzchak says back to Rav Nachman. And by the way, the next part of the Gemara, so what we do today, to the top of Bava Beis, and even beyond that, are all Rav Nidich, Rav Nachman asking Rav Yitzchak questions. Rav Yitzchak answering by quoting Rav Yochanan. We see a lot of different discussions right now where he quotes a pasuk to answer the question that Rav Nachman asked him, and he quotes Rav Yochanan darshing the pasuk out. So Amalei, Halchei Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said the following: that whole pasuk we quoted above was B'mei Yoel ben Petuel Niskay Mikra Zeh. This pasuk was actually fulfilled. The pasuk of Moreh Umalkosh, both the first rains and the last rains, being in Nisan, That was actually an aberration. It was an unusual thing. It's true that Moreh, the point of it here is that the first rain should be in Cheshvan. It's true. But the point of Rav Meir was the last rain should still be throughout the month of Nisan. But that pasuk that sounds like they were both happening in Nisan was a unique scenario in history. And it happened in the time of Yoel, which was one of the Nevi'im, one of the Treasar, minor prophets. Dechsibbe, it says over there, Yeser ha-gezem achal ha-arava. Whatever the gezem, which is a type of worm left behind, was Yoser, was extra, what was left behind from the gezem, the arava, the locusts ate. It was discussing a big famine that happened in the land in the time of Yoel. And Osa Shana, that year, when it was the terrible famine, Yatza Adar v'l'yardu g'shamim. When Adar had finished, there had yet to be a rainfall in the country yet. And therefore, it was a terrible time. But Yardalehem, Revia, Rishona be'echa b'nisan. The Revia, the first rain, Revia is like the first rainfall. The first rainfall, like the word Yoreh. But Revia is the beginning of the rain. It came be'echa b'nisan. The Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the first rain that we had. Amalehem Navi Yisrael. Tzu v'zaru. So the Navi says to B'nai Yisrael, look, it's now going to start raining. Go and plant. Even though it's late in the season, usually you plant about 5 months ago. Different type of year. Go and plant your seeds right now. Amru lo, the B'nai Yisrael said, Mishi yesh lo kav chitim, o kabayim seorim, yochlenu v'yichya, o yizarenu v'yamus. The people said to the Navi, I don't understand. If we have a little bit, a kav is a measurement, a kav of chita, of wheat, or two kav of seorim, of barley, is it better, yochlenu, should we eat it now and live? Or should we plant it? It's all we got. You want us to plant it, and then we're going to die. So Amar lehem, the Navi said to them, Af al pichin, even though you think you're going to die, you got to trust me. Tzu bizaru, go and plant it. You got to believe. And they did. Nas lehem nes, a miracle happened. Nizgal lehem masha b'ksalin u'masha b'chori n'malim. They planted these seeds, but they found a few other grains of wheat and of barley in the walls, in the kotel, like in the crevices of the wall. And in the holes by the ants, like the ant hills, the ant holes that they make, they found the ants had collected a few grains here and grains there, and they were able to survive the first planting part. They found these things to snack on. And then what happened? Yatsu Vizaru, Shani Ushlishi Ravi. They then went and planted on the second, third, and fourth days of Nisan. Yardalem Ravi Ashni, and the second rainfall came, B'chamish of Nisan, on the fifth of Nisan. Ikrivu Omer B'shishas Arba Nisan. And in the end, the crops grew at a miraculous rate. They were even able to offer the Korban Omer, which is offered, we count Sfiras Omer, the second day of Pesach, because it's offered the second day of Pesach, Shisha B'Nisan, Shishas Arba Nisan. By the time 11 days had passed, there already was a crop ready to be harvested. Nim says, we find, Tvua Higdila B'shisha Chadashim, grain, that normally takes 6 months to grow, because you usually plant it like, you know, at the end of Tishrei, and it's harvested by Nisan, mid-Nisan, which is about 6 months, 5.5, 6 months. And yet, that same amount, Gedila Be'echad Asar Yom, it actually ended up growing in 11 days. Wait, Dad, are you trying to say this to me, Dad? One second, am I talking to me?
He's on mute, but he doesn't realize.
I think I put him on mute, but I can't get him off mute. I can't get you off mute, Dad. Oh, there you go.
I heard that. Are you talking about all the time or just right now?
Do you have a question? You're talking to me, or you're just.
No. We have to go into Easton, so I'm in the car and doing two things at once, and this big, big, huge bird just got in the way, and so. We messed up a little bit. I'm going to go back to mute. Your mother's in the car, by the way, and she's hopping out.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Av.
How are you?
Baruch Hashem. How are you?
Baruch Hashem. Want to say hi to the boys in Chili?
Of course. Are we in the
room? Yes, we are. Hold on to there. Say hello to the boys. Well,
there's my mother. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Jossie.
Wait, can you see Mom?
You see your Talmud Ranan Glassoffer over here?
I did not.
Renan's here.
Hi, Renan.
Can you move some?
Not now. Hi, how are you?
Oh, there you are. Hey, you got grown up really quickly.
Yeah.
It happens to the best of them. Happens to the best of them.
I know.
All right, Mom. I'm giving shear right now. It's all on tape, so I'm going to start mute you again.
Okay, if you have to, Ab.
All right, back to our shear. The Gemara pointed out there's a big miracle takes place right now is that we have 11-day crop that grows. It normally takes 6 months. It grew in 11 days. Nimsa Omer Kikriv Mitzvua Shal Shisha Chalashim Kara Mitzvua Shal Echalashim. We just said that. Well, also Ador Hu Omer, and regarding that same generation, that same crop, it says, Hazorim Bedima Berina Yiksoru Haloch Yelech Uvacha Nosei Meshach Hazara. You can tell your family's over Shabbos is bored now, but Shira Malo is a beautiful idea. And Dad, you can tell Mom about it, even though she's listening to me anyways. But it says over here, Hazorim Bedima, the one who plants with tears, Berina Yiksoru, he harvests with great joy. Think about it for a second. The people planted their last food. They thought they were going to die. Hazorim Bedima. They planted with tears in their eyes, not knowing if they would make it to the next season. But yet, 11 days later, after having found a few scraps here and there, they finally are able to harvest 11 days later, a full crop. So Berina Yiksoru, they harvested with great joy. What do you say?
Can I use that too?
Sure. Then it says, Haloch Yelech Uvacha, Nosei Meshach Hazara, which means literally, as they were going, they were crying. The one who carried the measure of seed. So the question over here, what does it mean? My halach yelach uvacha, no se mesh chazara. What does that mean, the one who was walking was crying? We just said already, Hazor Medima. So what's that talking about? So I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Talking about not the people, but the animals. Sure. Kshuchorish holechu boche. The shore, as it's plowing, it's crying also. You know why? There's a famine. It doesn't have anything to eat. It's also crying. But then, uvichazirasso, but picture this, as it's already coming back the circle already. Now again, a whole crop grew in 11 days, meaning that it was like super, you know, Jack and the Beanstalk level of growth, of speed plant. So when he already, chazirasso, when the shore, the ox was coming back already on the way back from the plow, when they already were planting the seeds also, ochel chaziz minatel, he was able to eat chaziz, which is like the first sprouting from the furrows. I mean, they planted it as they're plowing it. And on the way back already, it's already started to develop. That's how quick these magic seeds were working. That's what it says. When it says afterwards, Bo Yavo Berina. That again, this shore, you know, the one who was crying as he was measuring the seeds. And then he came back Berina because he was able to snack on the few beginning of the seedlings as they were starting to hatch up and starting to grow. My, what does it mean when it says the words, no se alumosav, the end of Shir Miles? What's no se alumosav, the one who carries the sheaves, right? Which means like the bundles. What does that mean? I'm Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda says, Amri lab masisan, and some say it was taught in the Braisa. Kana zeres shiboles zirasayim. When you have a growth of a crop, it's something called the kana, which is the stalk. That's not where the seeds are. And then you have the shiboles, which is where the seeds are found. Usually you have the stalk, you picture driving. Maybe in the farm area, like we're not gonna tell you in Maryland, all the farms we have in our homes in Maryland. So as you drive by our neighbors' farms, you'll see that the stalks are very high, and you have a little bit of seeds on top, a little of the actual grain on top. But over here, it was the opposite. Over here, the stalk was the size of a zeres. A zeres is this. This is it's from pinky to thumb, a zeres, which is a very short, stubby stalk, and the actual fruit or the grains of that stalk were double that amount. There were two zeres worth. They were double, which is very unusual. Usually you have like the stalk is four or five times, says Rashi, the amount of the actual grain. And here the grain was two times the amount of the stalk. So this whole thing was one big miracle. How the
how much
double that much was it?
No, this was only this.
Yeah, it was a short. It was a very short. Sounds like a very short. I didn't have time to grow so much because it was very early on in the process, but it doubled the size of its grain.
This on?
I don't know what that means.
Like this?
Yeah, and then you had two of these. That was that much.
No, it's like, then it was just a thin line?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how low it was to the ground. Okay. Now we're back to the next discussion like, Next discussion in the Gemara. I'm again Rav Nachman to Rav Yitzchak, who quotes Rav Yochanan. Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak. What do you mean when it says in the pasuk, "Kira Hashem l'Rav, v'gam bo la'aretz sheva shanim"? Hashem called for a famine, and he came to the land for 7 years. V'hanach sheva shanim ma'acha. What did they eat for 7 years? Amar Rav Yochanan. Again, Rav Yitzchak, as he was known to do in this series of Gemaras, He quoted Rabbi Yochanan, who said, "Shana Rishona Achluma Shabbatim." The first year they had enough to eat in their houses still. Shnia Achluma Shabbatados. The second year they ate what was in the fields. Shlishis Basar Behema Torah. The third year they basically ate, they became carnivores. They ate all the meat they had. Revius Basar Behema Tmea. In the fourth year they had no choice but to eat non-kosher, animals even to survive. Once that was in Chamishi Basar Shkatzim Ramashim. In the fifth year, they started eating like creepy crawly insects, whatever they could get their hands on, that would give them any sort of sustenance. Shishis, the sixth year, Basar B'neim Uvenoseim. They started eating the flesh of the children. Rashi points out that they didn't kill the children, God forbid, they just ate some of their flesh. Shvius, the seventh year, Basar Zeroseim. They even ate their own flesh. L'chaim Ashen Emar, as it says, to fill the pasuk that said in Yeshaya, Ish basar zro yochelu. The pasuk Yeshaya the Navi predicted a man will eat the flesh of his own arm. And this over here, this story over here, the 7-year drought, we find that actually came true. Yeah, what do you got for me, real?
Shouldn't they have eaten the flesh of their bodies before they ate the creepy crawlies?
It's like when you go on the airplane, right? First, take care of yourself, and take care of your kid afterwards. You know what I'm talking about? When the mask comes down, take care of yourself and take care of your child afterwards.
Yeah, but there's less lobbing for
eating. You get, isn't it a big question to eat insects?
A bigger issue, you say? Well, listen, if you're doing a crime, it's an issue, but you're not doing a crime to survive. To survive is not a crime to eat what's in front of you. I mean, if you were stuck somewhere that only not goes for food or your arm, you probably should not go for food, not your arm. I think. I mean, don't hold me to that if that ever happens, but.
No, it's wrong.
Well, again, I'm not saying that the issue you would get is bigger, but maybe mutter to eat that food at that point in time is my point.
What do you mean? No, Daniel, if you have the choice to eat something that has less lava, why would you not?
Daniel, the food was not a food. It's not a food.
Daniel, we didn't learn about taking your own flesh. It was like you had like a dead hand or like you had like a dead body.
No, we said a hand. We said the.
Oh, but you weren't cutting off your hand to eat it. It was like a dead hand was there.
Sure.
I mean, I'm not sure if you would actually eat yourself. I mean, it may be less lahm, but I'm not sure that's what. Again, if you don't, it's no isurim. If you have no choice but to eat something, it's not even usur in the end. It's you're supposed to eat it. It's wrong not to eat it. It'll be considered suicide. You have to be careful with your life. So I'm not sure if your body has is like a food like that. I don't know. I mean, and we're not over here pointing out is that the difference between hurting yourself at the same time while you're eating. It's not what we're talking about here. Right, eating your own flesh is another way.
Right, I thought it was their own kids though. I thought it was their kids, not their own.
Yeah,
flesh.
That was true. But it's a good question. Why they ate their own kids? That's what Urdo's question. Really. I was making a joke with the whole airplane thing, by the way. It wasn't meant to be taken literally. The whole airplane, take care of yourself first. But I don't think Marshall says anything about this topic. I can look up for a quick second and see if he comments on this on the order. Give me 10 seconds. Hey, I'm an Aleph.
I mean that was Renan's favorite cheer in Nightsider, so he would know best.
Oh yeah, but the eating flesh cannibals.
You learned about cannibalism.
Yeah, like it. Let's see. Marsha quotes it, but he doesn't talk about that topic. He doesn't. He spoke to Rashi over here. He said some of them maybe didn't. Not everyone got to that stage. Not everyone ate their children's flesh. They still save a little bit each year, but it sounds like the order still was the children before themselves. I don't know. Good question. Let's see if I can find anything about it later on for you guys. Okay, back in the Gemara.
Wait, so this famine was in the time of Yoel?
No, this was a different famine. Oh, well, one second. No, we're recording now a new pasuk, a new story. It happened to Lachem Bays. Yoel, oh, you mean, one second. Yoel predicted...
Yoel predicted it was like
Zachariah. No, this is Yoel over here. But this over here is Malachim Beis. It sort of happened in Malachim Beis, maybe with Achav. It was with Achav?
Yeshayahu.
Yeshayahu was when it describes, I mean, it fulfilled the pasuk in Yeshayahu, but the story happened in Malachim. It fulfilled the pasuk in Yeshayahu that one day this would happen, but the story happened in Malachim. Malachim Beis. Yes. I think it was with Achab, maybe. Yehoram?
Was this famine just like way worse than the one that happened in Egypt when Yosef saved the day?
It's that, yeah. I mean, well, they had a chance then to they planned in advance.
They had seven good years
where they planned in advance how to protect it. But
they didn't have any.
There's no plan here. They didn't do anything at all. I don't see the pasuk inside. Do you guys have a source where it tells you where the pasuk is? The one we quoted beforehand about Kikirah Hashem L'Rav? Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Here.
Where's pasuk in Malachim Beis Ches Aleph?
Yeah, it's Ches Aleph Ches Beis, exactly. Yeah. So they had this famine, correct?
Well, this is the end of the famine.
The king.
Famine like here.
Which king was this? Zachov?
Well, Valisha de Ber El Haisha.
In. Here, wherever you're messaging.
No, no, that's the pasuk. Who's the king here? No, that was not a king. That was Alicia.
No, I'm not.
Not sure. Okay. Yehoram looks like Yehoram. The son of Achav. Okay, anyways. Back in the Gemara. Okay, next pasuk. Nachman the Rabitzach. Same story again. Nachman the Rabitzach. My dechsiv, mikir b'cha, kadosh l'avo b'ir. Inside you is holy. I will not come to the city. What does it mean? Mishum de'bikir b'cha, kadosh l'avo b'ir. Because it's holy inside. I'm not going to come to your city. Why are those two things correlated? So Amalei, again, Rabbi Yitzchak quotes his Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, Lo avoh Yerushalayim shalmala. I'm not going to go to the city of Yerushalayim above in Shemayim. Achavoh Yerushalayim shalmata. Until I'm able to come to your inside, to your midst, to the Yerushalayim that you sanctify for me. I mean, again, Mekir B'cha Kadosh, until your Kir B'cha Kadosh, I will not go to my Yerushalayim. There's two parallel Yerushalayims, one in Lamata and one in Lamala. Amar says, wait a second, where do you see that from? Where do you ever find a reference to Yerushalayim Lamala? We do find it, says the Gemara. The Chassidim says in the Pasuk, Yerushalayim Habnuya, Kir Shechubra La Yachtov. It's like Yerushalayim, they built Yerushalayim like a city that has been Chubra La Yachtov, has been connected together. And find there's two separate versions of it, one here and one in Shemayim. Okay, next Pasuk. Ramal Yerub Nachman Yitzchak. Ma'adis, what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk, Uba'achaz Yivaru V'yichsulu Musar Valim Eitzum, which means with one brutish and brutes and fools, the Musar of Havalim, the teaching in vain, Eitzu, it is mere wood. What does that line mean, says the Gemara? Armalei, Hachem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, this is what it means. Achasi, there's one thing, there's one Avera, Shmiva Eris Rishayim Begehenim, that it destroys, Shmiva Eris, like to consume, it consumes the Rishayim, it burns them in Gehenim. Mahi, what is that? What is this one crime that destroys the Rishayim? Avodah Zarah. It's Avodah Zarah. How do we know? Because Ksiv Hacha says over here in our sukkah, we just read Musar Avalim Eitzu. The teachings of Hevel are like wood. Uksiv Hacha says over there, Hevel Hema Maaseh Tatuim. These are Hevel are in vain. They're the actions of delusion. Tatuim means delusion, and therefore the pasuk refers to Avodah Zarah. And that's like a Hevel over here is a Vodazara, so the Hevel over there is a Vodazara. So the Musar Havalim, the teachings of Vodazara, in that one, that Achas Yivaru, it caused you to become foolish and consumed in Gehenim. Viter, Amar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, my dechsiv, kishtayim ra'os asa ami. Hashem is talking and saying, two bad things my nation did. Tartin who? It's only two they did? Dehavu Esrin Va'arba. Sorry, Tartin Dehavu, Esrin Va'arba Shvikalu. Shrika means you left alone the whole 24, meaning it describes in Yechezkel 24 things we did wrong. But over here we're saying only two of them we were something we were punished for. What about the other 20? What happened to all the 24? I mean the other 22, says Rashi. So Amalei, Halkei Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan explains as follows. Acha shehi shekula kishtayim. There's one thing of those 24 that was actually treated like it was two, meaning it was double. Top of Heba Beis. Umani, what was that one thing? Avodah Zarah. Dichsiv kishtayim ra'os asa ami. My nation did two things wrong. Osi azvu mekor mayim chayim. They left me. Hashem's talking. They left me. Me, the source of like live water, of fresh water. They left me. Why? Lachsolem beiros nishvarim. In order to carve for themselves broken wells. Meaning I'm a source, a spring of water. Hashem is describing himself as free water, and they left me behind to try to dig broken wells, meaning they left me for Avodah Zarah. I'm the pure form, and they left me for a fake form of that. Uksibu, and it says as well, in the same spot, Ki avru iye kitim bra'u v'kedar shalchu izbon nu ma'od, which means go pass through the islands of the Kutites. Go see and see what they're doing. Go send messengers to Kedar, to a place called Kedar, and understand ma'od, understand very well what's going on over there. It says, the pasuk continues, Hahimir goy elokim v'hem lo elokim. Do they, Hamir is like to replace. Do they replace their gods? And they're not even gods. V'amir, my nation, Hamir kvodo, below yo'il. But my nation replaces me with a vodazara. And they replace me below yo'il for no reason. It doesn't help them at all. There's no god besides me. Again, the Gemara now explains, and we'll stop here. Tana kutim obdim la'esh, the kadriim obdim la'mayim. The kutim, they served fire. The kadriim, they served water. And even though that the Kutim know that water puts out fire, they didn't give up. They didn't exchange their god for a stronger god. They had a god they knew could be put out by water even. And yet, but my nation has replaced me for no reason, for no benefit. That's the end for today. Just to remind you again, our game plan. Stop the tape for a second.